Leaders and healers, gamers and claimers, ladies and gentlemen from around the universe, from around the globe, from around the community, welcome to the Power, Purpose, and Passion Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Cheam, speaker, life coach, author, trainer, musician, singer, songwriter, ready to give to you the best of what I've learned and earned to return it to your lives in care and comfort and compassion and love for you so you can ultimately claim your power, clarify your purpose, and cultivate your deepest, widest passions possible so you can show up, grow up, update, upgrade, advance, and enhance your life. Constantly doing that. Constant and never-ending improvement and enhancing so you can live it up, you can give it up, you can show up, you can grow up, you can do all those things and live a happy life, and then ultimately, the ultimate apex of this would be then to contribute and return it to the people around you in care and compassion and love for the people around you. So you can make that major, major impact on our society, which is so deeply needed. Our world and the universe is so in need and yearning and starving for leaders to step up and be examples of hope, of inspiration, of kindness. So that's what this show is all about. Whether you're listening to this passively in your car, working out, or actively on Facebook, Instagram, it doesn't matter. We are so pleased to have you on the show on a consistent basis, listening to us and hearing what we have to say. What I'm really deeply passionate about, what I feel like I was put on this planet for, is to educate people, life education, life coaching, and to motivate, inspire, and to give people strategic principles and practices to continuously upgrade their life so they can use it to, in whatever endeavor, in whatever vehicle they're using, to upgrade and enhance their particular life. So thank you for joining us. Today's episode, and before I start this episode, I want to introduce my power partner in crime, my power partner in rhyme, Cameron Dubé. What's up, man? C-dubs.
C-dubs. That's a new one. I'm doing well. Too well. Really well. And I like the topic of today's episode because it's funny. I've actually looked this up before when I'm doing really, really good.
Yeah.
And I end up just looking up what I should be doing because things are so good. You just like have no idea what to do with yourself. You're feeling great. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I've definitely been there. And I'm curious what your take on it, because I still to this day have no idea what the answer is.
Well, today's topic is what to do when things are going absolutely amazing in your life. Because oftentimes what happens is, you know, we talk about this podcast about overcoming challenges, overcoming obstacles and breaking through, and psychology, emotional fitness, physical fitness, and becoming the best version of yourself. But what happens when you're actually, you feel like you're at that one of the best versions of yourself? You're feeling the best. Things are going well in your life. Money, spirituality, emotion, relationships, everything is going well and things are amazing in your life. And you sit there and you reflect on how amazing it is, and you sit there and going, okay, how on earth could it get better? How on earth could it, what if, then fear steps in, right? Because then you're like, oh, I want to this to continue forever and ever, which then gives rise, and I've talked about this before, which gives rise to attachment, which then gives rise to fear and craving and all these other things. And when things are going bad, we want it to end. And so, you know, on one of our last podcasts was Love Your Fate by the famous Nietzsche. And he talked about how amor fati, which is Latin for love your fate. And he talks about Marcus Aurelius, a great Stoic philosopher, talked about how, you know, if you, a burning flame will convert virtually anything that you throw into it into a bright light, into fuel for its own doing. So if you throw anything into the sun right now, it's going to burn it up and use it as fuel. And that's how we should live our life. And so the reality is, whether it's good or bad, indifferent, whether it's what we want or what we don't want, we can use it to elevate our life. And now if things are going amazingly well in your life, what do we do when things are going amazingly well? Number one, three things I want to tell you right now, and this is going to be a quick podcast just to enlighten your soul so you can take the momentum that you are currently in your life. If your life is going amazing, let's take it to another level. Let's skyrocket it to another level. Number one, be absolutely grateful for your good times and graceful in your bad times. I read an amazing book a long time ago, Don't Sweat the Small Things, and it's all small stuff. Or Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, it's all small stuff. And it's not all small stuff. I mean, your health isn't small stuff, and your spirituality isn't small stuff, and your relationships aren't small stuff. But I get where he was going with that, and it sold many copies. And the one thing he talks about is to be grateful for your good times and graceful in your bad times. And anytime things are going extremely well, I am absolutely pondering and bewildered and saying thank you. Meister Eckhart, the great Christian mystic, he had a great quote. He said, if the only prayer you say is thank you, that would be enough. that would be enough. Just saying thank you. Thank you to God, the universe, whatever your spiritual beliefs are. Just saying thank you for the air that you breathe. And we've talked about this before, the ritual of a gratitude explosion and taking everything you're grateful for and filtering it into a moment and just getting that peak experience of just being absolutely grateful for everything in your life. That's the first thing. The second thing I would recommend is this. Take your life to the next level is by sharing it with other people. Not just, you know, like what's the first thing that happens, Cam, when you've had an amazing day or something good has happened in your life? What's the first thing that you do? You want to?
Yeah. I just tell everybody, hey, man, you're doing really good. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well, man.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Exactly. I just want to say, when you're in a good mood and things are going amazingly well, you get grateful, and you smile, your immune system's high, you're almost on this honeymoon ride, this cloud nine, you feel like nothing could go wrong. And the second part of it is to share it with others. Share the experience of your joy with others. When you show a picture of your kids, or you show a picture of something, or you share a song, or you post on Instagram, it's because you want to share your joy with others and have them share in the joy with you. And it amplifies and magnifies the joy. That's number two. Number three, and actually there's two more. There's number three, so I'm going to give you four. Number three would be this: completely detach from it. And that's sort of counterintuitive. I said at the beginning of this podcast is we get so attached, we want so badly to that for those good times and awesome times to last forever, but they do not. Everything's impermanent. Nothing. As soon as the wave hits the height of its wave, it's already on its way down. And I'm not saying to just, oh my God, it's a good time, I'm already on my way down. No, not. But to be open to the idea that this won't last and be okay with it, that there's freedom in that. There's actually freedom, joy that comes from freedom without foundation, joy without foundation, love without foundation, without an actual result or something happening in your life. It's happening in you because you've detached from trying to make it last forever. And then so you're free from that. And so and so detach from it, be thankful for it, share it with others, and then let it go. And just be free and walk amidst that. Be flexible. Be flexible with the storms. Be flexible. You know, right now it's like 33 degrees outside, and I'm walking around a t-shirt, loving the breathing in the sun, sniffing the sun, knowing full well this is not going to last forever, but I'm absolutely in the moment, totally grateful. I want to share this experience on the podcast, but I know tomorrow it's expected to be cold for the rest of the week or colder the rest of the week, and I'm not attached to either. I'm not attached to it being sunny. I'm not attached to it being cold. It doesn't matter. I take what I can control and control it. And the things I can't control, I'm either grateful for it or completely detached from it. And then number four, here's what I suggest. If your business, if your personal life, if your relationships are going well, take it to the next level by setting the standard even higher in your life, in your relationship, in your business. You're going to be better if you set the standard higher. The people around you are going to be inspired by you taking yourself to the next level. It's like a saying in the Bible that says, be content with what you have, but ambitious for more. Be content with what you have. Contentment also means grateful to me. Be content with what you have, but then ambitious to go, all right, what can I do to produce more, create more, design more? Where can I take my relationship and my intimate relationships, my friends, my family? How can I nurture it and explode with more passion in my relationship? Or how can I take my business or my productivity to another level? How can I take this podcast to another level? Because if I had a million followers and I got too satisfied, the moment I get too satisfied and I rest on my laurels, that's when I'm on my way down. So it's that balancing factor of being sort of content with where you are, but ambitious for more. I want to take this podcast to another level all the time, but I also have to be content and grateful. Because if I'm too ambitious, I'm never content. But if I'm too content, I'm never ambitious. So you got to have that balancing factor. And I think, like for me, I've had belts where I've achieved or attained a certain level of success in my life in whatever area, and then I was grateful, and then I just stopped growing in that area, and then that's particularly the point I'm going down. So I got to be very cognizant of it, be grateful for it, but I'm all right, good. I'm grateful, I'm content with it, I'm in the moment, I'm with it, but I'm detaching from it. I'm sharing my joy with others, but I'm taking my life to the next level at the same time. So it's that balancing factor of being and doing, being and doing, being and doing, being present with where you are, but then doing the necessary action to take your life to the next level. So to take others with you. So then you can, again, this podcast is about claiming your power, clarifying your purpose, cultivating your deepest, widest, and highest passions possible, so you can amplify yourself and then magnify the joy, share the joy, so everyone can experience joy. And then you inspire them to do the same in whatever passions or purpose or power they're claiming in their life. And so those four things: be grateful. Okay. Number two, share it with others. Number three, detach. And number four, take your, raise the standard, be content with what you have, but then raise the standard, take it to the next level. And I promise you'll never stop growing. You'll never stop achieving. You'll never stop feeling a sense of fulfillment and meaning in your life, because you can have both achievement and fulfillment. Tony Robbins talks about the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment. And it doesn't mean you're going to do more of one in one stage of your life. I'm certainly on both sides of the coin. So it doesn't mean you can't achieve personally, but you also want to, you don't want to exclude the fulfillment part of life, which is, you know, for yourself, it's personal, it's subjective. You know, Cameron and I could go to a rock concert, or we can look at a painting, and I look at it and go, that's the most beautiful painting. And then Cameron might go, oh, that's too abstract. I don't like that painting. I would never hang that up in my room. So fulfillment and beauty are subjective. Anyways, we're getting off on a tangent. What do you think about those four suggestions there, Cam?
Yeah, no, I think it's important to keep the balance between too comfortable and not moving, or moving too much and overwhelmed, right? Tend to sway between those, either really, really bored or really, really overwhelmed. But
yes.
The more I experience life, the more I go through it, I start to find the middle path for me. I guess path. I would just say one more thing, like maybe have like a journal that you only write in when you feel good.
Sure.
Just to expand that feeling. Yeah. Try not to write anything depressing in the journal, because I have a journal and my motto is if you don't have anything nice to write, don't write anything at all. And so my journal is a place for, you know, good thoughts, happy thoughts, grateful thoughts, appreciation, excitement, stuff I'm going to create, stuff like that. So I guess, that's probably the only thing I could think of. But great. I love those four, though. You touched basically every corner of it for sure.
Well, just to add to what you said about, living the middle path. I mean, the truth of the matter is if you're on a boat in a river without any oars and you're just kind of flowing to left without using any oars to keep you in the middle, you're always going to be constantly course correcting. It's not like you just sit there and then you hit a bank and you stop. You just got to constantly course correct with your oars. So you're constantly harmonizing, optimizing, going left, going right. Life is much the same way. The first rocket that went to the moon had to course correct like 90% of the time. It was off course 90% of the time. So they're constantly course correcting, achieving the middle path and understanding that it's never fully in balance. They're always swaying to the left or swaying to the right. The key is to be conscious of it, be aware of it, and make the necessary course corrections. And that goes for every aspect of life. Mary Pick 78, she said on Instagram there, Cam, for some reason, she said, sorry, there's something weird with the audio on Anthony's side. I'll try and find this on another platform. Sorry there, Mary. I apologize for the technical difficulty. It could be on my side there, Cam. I don't know. My apologies, though, for the delay or the technical difficulty. Yes, you could probably, the worst case scenario is listen to it on Apple Podcasts, it's Facebook, or just replay it on my Instagram story as I share it for the next, I think it's up for 24 hours. It's on Google Podcast and Apple Podcast, all these other platforms. So my apologies for the technical difficulty. But today, what to do when things are going absolutely amazing, those four things: be grateful, share the joy, detach from it, and the last one is to then be content with what you have and ambitious for more. Raise your standard, take your life to the next level, and your upgrade will be solidified and optimized and continuously growing. So take care, you guys, to your continued upgrade and evolution. Live it up with power, purpose, and passion. God bless. Have an amazing, amazing day.